The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence where you live in endless joy and love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, who gives good things to all his children, bless all fathers, whether by blood or by heart, are our first sanctuary, whose house like yours is our refuge and our home, whose arms like yours gather us, whose eyes like yours keep watch over us, whose hands like yours hold us, yet do not restrain us, whose love like yours is steadfast and sure.
Compassionate God, ever working to restore and renew your people, in your steadfast love, accompany those left with pain and emptiness where a father should have been. Overcome bitterness with your joy, disappointment with your love, brokenness with your life, and give them hope through the resurrection of your Son.
Ever-living God, the light no darkness can overcome, raise up, strengthen, and bless the other fathers whom you send into the empty, fatherless places. Teachers, grandfathers, uncles, brothers, neighbors, friends, give them glad and generous hearts, ready to do the fatherly work to which you call them, and give us open hearts to receive them.
All this we ask through Christ, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, with the Father. Amen.
The first reading is from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 4 and 22 through 31. It's about wisdom rejoicing in the creation. A reading from Proverbs. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Besides the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portal, she cries out. To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago, I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water, before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today is Psalm 8. It's about God's glory that is chanted above the heavens. It will be read responsively by whole verse. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You, whose glory is chanted above the heavens, out of the mouths of
nations, you have set up a fortress against your enemies to silence the foe and avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses.
What are mortals that you should be mindful of them, human beings that you should care for them?
Yet you have made them little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them.
You have made them rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet.
All flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You,
The second reading is from Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. It's about God's love that's poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. A reading from Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 16th chapter, beginning with the 12th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. I have much more to say to you, but right now it would be more than you could understand. The Spirit shows what is true and will come and guide you into the full truth. The Spirit doesn't speak on his own. He will tell you only what he has heard from me, and he will let you know what's going to happen. The Spirit will bring glory to me by taking my message and telling it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is why I have said the Spirit takes my message and tells it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So I'm going to need your guys' help at the start of the sermon, actually. How's that sound? Can you sit down? I can multitask fairly well, but we'll find out. So little did you know, you guys were going to be part of the sermon too today. Did you know that? So do you know what the words I always say are to start a sermon? If you've been here, do you have them memorized yet? I've used them for 3 years. Well, I'll teach them to you, and then you can share them with them, because we're going to do this together, like I said today. All right? Say it, repeat after me here. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Look at that. We started the sermon. You started it. We're off and running. This is great. Now, I know this is a song you guys know and they know because it is a timeless classic. And it's going to be the whole basis of where we're going today, okay? Because we're going on an adventure. Have you heard this song before? Scooby-dooby-doo, where are you? We've got some work to do now. Scooby-dooby-doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo, I see you. I didn't mean to go right to that verse. Apparently, now it's stuck in my head. There, I meant to go to this part. You know we've got a mystery to solve, so Scooby-Doo, get ready for your act. Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're going to find yourself a Scooby snack. That's a fact. I don't have any Scooby snacks, though. But we have a mystery to solve today. See, you guys knew that song, right? Right? Anytime you think of a mystery, right, you think of the Mystery Gang. No? Okay. Well, I do. I think of the Mystery Gang coming together, and they have to solve something that is almost unsolvable. Probably could have something to do with the fact that I've been watching a lot of Sherlock Holmes, so that makes mysteries on my mind. What's the biggest mystery that you guys have ever had? Anything? No? Do you think they've had a big mystery? Have any of you had a big mystery? Who took the cookie from the cookie jar? Who, me? No! It wasn't me. Any of you take a cookie from the cookie jar? No. Good. But mysteries. And I've got a big mystery today. It's a three-part mystery. Maybe you know the answer, but who's God? You have the answer? You think they have the answer? You guys know who God is? Can you solve this mystery? It's a three-part mystery. Do you know what's going on? Father, Son, okay. Well, seems like we got a couple parts. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Good! Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Today is Trinity Sunday. It means we're remembering Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Three parts, and we're going to go on a journey because it's a mystery that I honestly can't wrap my head around. I just can't. It's I've been wrestling with this, trying to understand what's going on. Does it make sense? How can three be in one? Is it even possible? It's a mystery. So we're going to go on a journey together. Shake, shake, shake. We're going to go on a journey together. We're going to try to explore these three parts, and I want you to see some of these items up close, okay? So first, let's go to this font here with Zion the Lion. Let's gather around that font. You guys know, well, we don't call him, if you know his name Zion, that's okay. But what is this? Is this a lion? That's right. And what is a lion? It's an animal, isn't it? It's an animal, that's right. It's got a tail, got that nice mane. Do you know what this is? Is it? Oh, yeah. Is that water? Yep, that's water. What do you use water for? To drink? Yeah. To have a bath? That is his tail. He uses it for a bath. Uses it to drink. Uses it to sustain you. What's this?
A grape.
Which means this is an egg, some beef, some pizza. What's all that mean? It's food, right? You guys like food, right? You see where we're going? So if we're gathered here, what could all of this possibly mean if we're looking at the Trinity? Well, let me read you a little something. It's from the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. All right, if the creator of all, what's Luther say? I believe God's created me and all that exists. He's given me and preserves my soul, my body. He gives me food, clothing, home, family, daily work, everything I need to go day by day. Surely we ought to thank and praise him. Everything we need day by day. So what we need this, right? We need food to live. We need water to live. We need companionship, friends, family. All of that. Where did that come from? God. All right. Well, that's only one part of the mystery. Okay, so God the Father makes sense. If God made all things and is here, well, that makes sense, but there's more to this mystery. I said it's a three-part mystery, so now we got to go this way. What about this? What is this? A cross, and what's a cross make you think of? God, good, yeah, God, Jesus. Do we know what happened on that cross? Do we know what Jesus did? He did die. He died, but he's also called the bread of life. Yes, the bread of life. Very good question. But the bread of life, Jesus gives us what is needed. And we proclaim that in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. There's Christmas. Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. So we know that. Why don't we remember part of that? Who feels like they're a good hammer? You're a pretty good hammer. Can you pound in one of these nails so everybody can hear it? Good. How about one more person? All right, your hand up. Pound in that other nail. You hear that sound? I'll take that back. That sound of Jesus on the cross. What does it mean? He died. He died for us. Yeah. He died for all of us. You guys know that, right? You guys know, but it's still a mystery. What does this mean? We believe that Jesus is true God, Son of the Father of eternity. He's also true man. He's both God and man. He's redeemed us, saved us at great cost from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Not with anything of earth, but of a holy and precious blood, the innocent suffering and death. All right, so we got God that creates, God that saves. Any of you here last week? Nobody was here last week? All right, what was last week? It was Vacation Bible School, that's correct. But also, what did we talk about last Sunday? Oh, say what? Oh, Pentecost. I heard the cross. I was like, yeah, maybe, kind of. But yeah, Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. That third part. So let's look at one more thing together in this mystery. Because It's hard. It is really hard to understand, yet there's these three parts. Let's look at this candle, this fire. Do you see much happening? Yeah. Well, I want you to know this, and this is for you guys to remember too. The Spirit of Truth. What does the Spirit do? The Spirit helps us to believe. We cannot believe in Christ or come to Him on our own, but the Spirit calls us through the gospel, enlightens us with the gifts, and sanctifies us in the true faith. Keeps us there. The Spirit's the one that makes it possible for us to understand what's going on. What's going on with all this? What's going on in the world around us? What's going on with the grass that's growing? What's going on with the rain? Why do we need it? Why do we need food? Some of those questions. How are we saved? How is any of this possible? It's quite the mystery. It's a mystery that I don't know, is it really solvable? Three in one? Do you guys understand what's going on? You can say no, because that's the answer I'm looking for in a way. You understand? No. Good. I don't either. But there's these three parts. So thank you guys for doing your part. You did wonderful, taking us around the tour and remembering God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So you guys can go back to your seats if you'd like. Thank you so much for going on that tour and getting this sermon off and running. And those three parts. Does it make sense to you? Does it? Perfectly? Because let me tell you, I had a sleepless night trying to put all this together, and I'm a pastor. I can't even put it together, and everything you read is like, don't you dare try to explain this, and it's perfect, because it's not. Everything you think you understand doesn't always go together. You could describe it as an apple, but that might not be quite the way to do it. You could describe it as water, but that might not be the way to do it. Any of you ever heard of the Athanasian Creed before? Raise your hand. I'm really curious if anybody knows what this is. Okay, well, that's pretty good. That's about 25%. You think the Apostles' Creed is short? It is. You think the Nicene Creed is long? It isn't. You should read the Nicene Creed sometime and try to understand what is going on. What is it we believe about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit? Because it will drive you in circles, I feel like. It says the person of the Father is a distinct person. The Son's a distinct person. The Holy Spirit's a distinct person. And yet they're all divine and one. The Father's uncreated. The Son's uncreated. The Spirit's uncreated. It's immeasurable, 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 eternal, eternal, eternal. Yet three beings in one. One eternal being, not three. The Father's almighty. The Son's almighty. The Spirit's almighty. Father's God, Son's God, Holy Spirit's God. And yet, they're one. It will drive you in circles if you try to understand this mystery. We have a mystery to solve, but can we solve it? I don't think so. But do we need to understand how all three are one? Do we need to have our heads stop spinning? Reminds me of the line from Sherlock Holmes that when you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. There's a lot of things we can eliminate, but that doesn't mean I totally understand what's going on. But what is the truth? What is the truth? The gospel for today points us again to the truth. The truth is what we can hold on to as fact. We don't have to necessarily understand how all three are together, but we believe in God the Father that created all these things. God that sustains us and gives us all we need. We know that. We know Jesus died on the cross for sins, for sin, for grace, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life. We know that. We know the Spirit brings us to God. Fills us with the Spirit of Truth, fills us with the knowledge of truth, as was talked about today. We know that. So instead of focusing on the things that drive you in circles, focus on the truth. And what is the way, the truth, and the life? Who says that? Jesus. Jesus tells us. The truth is very relational between us, between God, between the three parts. It's a spirit of truth that pulls us together. Abiding in God's grace, hold on to what is certain. It's a truth that is beyond facts, beyond having to know for certain, beyond wisdom. Instead, truth is Jesus Christ. Spirit of truth guides us. The spirit of truth that calls us. The spirit of the Father speaks and is one with Christ. Jesus is the Word made flesh. And the spirit of truth brings us to the truth. All together in one. So what should we hold on to today on this Trinity Sunday that can drive you baddies at time trying to understand or try to explain? It's the truth. That's the end of the mystery. The end of the mystery is the truth which is Jesus Christ. So hold on to that. Hold on to those promises that are all yours and know that God is there. That's what really matters, isn't it? Knowing that God's there. God has saved you. God loves you. That's the spirit of truth. Confusing, right? Yet not. That's what I want you to hold on to, the truth today. Thanks be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And with the whole church, let us confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten and not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Each of the prayers of intercession in a moment are going to end with, let us pray, have mercy, O God. Joining our voices with God's people around the world, let us offer our prayers for those in need. For the church throughout the world and its leaders, that the work of the Spirit unites us in Christ to proclaim the wonders of God, let us pray. For all who provide fatherly care and guidance, for the wonderful fathers that are in this sanctuary this morning and in our listening audience, for those fathers who are estranged from their family throughout the world, for friends and neighbors, and for our congregation, that God's mercies serve as a model for all relationships, let us pray. For the majesty of creation, the moon and stars that enlighten the night, the birds that inhabit the sky, and the fish that reside in the seas, that all creatures flourish together, let us pray. For all levels of government, for wisdom and truth displayed in world leaders and for international relief agencies, that God's love poured into our hearts extend to all people and nations and immigrants and refugees. Let us pray. For the sick, that they are comforted, for the despairing, that they receive hope, for infants and children, that they may be granted nurturing caretakers, and for all who cry out to God in any need. Let us pray. We lift up the first names that we will read together of people who have asked for our prayers and for all of the prayers said and unsaid, starting with Heather, Joyce in the birth of Theo, Joyce, Melissa, family of Norma, Dwayne, Karen, Ione, Catherine, Tim, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josie, and Amos, Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magdalenas, and the wedding of Jean and Jeff. Let us pray. Merciful God, you hear the prayers of your people even before they are spoken. We commend these and all of our prayers to you, trusting in your abundant mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive this blessing. Live your lives in Christ, rooted and built up in him, and abound in thanksgiving. The blessings of the Holy Trinity, one God, be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Go in peace. Christ is sending you. Remember all of our wonderful fathers. Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thanks be to God and amen.